Terribles. I hope all is good. Today's daf is getting daf nun ches. Excuse me. We are here at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis at the last line. I'm Rabbi Baruchan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Smack in the middle of the Tisha B'Av, Beinah Matzarim Sugyas, which have been very apropos for these days. We have a little bit half of an Amud. Basically, the first Amud is that, and then we'll get back to the Halachos of Sikur Kohen, if you remember. From our Mishnah, but that'll be mostly on Amr Beis. But either way, here we go. Amr Rabbi Bachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we're going to talking about. We discussed one of the things we mentioned yesterday was the destruction of Beitar. Beitar was a tremendous massacre, and the Gemara explains right, how many how bad it was right now. That Arbayim saw Ketzutzei Tefillin Nimtzu Barosha Harugi Beitar. And there were 40 saw of tefillin, right? tefillin shel rosh, right, were on the heads of those at Beitar, right? Massive amounts of tefillin, evokes memories of, if you've ever been to Auschwitz, they have images, like just boxes, and, not images really, they have just boxes and boxes of shoes and other items, right, on display, so this, you know, pointedly as tefillin. Rabbi Yanei, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, right, shalosh kupol shel arbayim saw, so it was even more, it was 3 boxes, of 40 saw each. But as these are in the price said, Arbaim Kubo, Shalosh saw, and it was the opposite a little bit, it was 40 boxes, so 3 saw each. Okay, either way, Flo Pligi had the ratio had the dare, right? And it's not really a machlokas. The first one versus the next two, right, is by Tzvon Shalosh and Tzvon Shalyad, right? Tzvon Shalosh has 4 parshios, so they used to be a little bit bigger. Amar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi says, Arba Kabin Moach, Nitzu 11 Achas, right? This already we depict. In the kinos, there were 40 kav of brains were on one stone. Ula Amar Tisha Kav, and there were 9 kav, right, so even more. Amar of Ganavi Timur Shiva Bar Mari. My Kara, what's the pasuk that kind of says this is going to happen? Bas Bavel Shududa Ashri Yishalim Lach. That we're trying to kind of get back at Bavel. Asher Shiuches Vinibet Zolay Chalasela. Right, someone that, again, they're going to throw the babies against the rock. Right, that the implication is that, you know, that we're going to, you know, unfortunately, right, have children who are impaled and smash their heads on rocks. Again, we had stories about that in the Holocaust as well, the more recent Churban. Bnei Tzion Ayikarim Masalim Bepaz. Bnei Tzion were like Paz is gold. My Masalim Bepaz. What does that mean? Leimadavu Mechabe Bepiza. If you'll tell me that they actually had Paz on them. Vamri Reb Deveri Shila Tarti Miskali Istri Pisa Nachus Be'alma. There were 2 Istra is an amount of Paz came into the world. One was in Rome and one was the rest of the entire world. So it can't be that Bnei Yisrael had this gold throughout the more, you know, that they would kind of jewelry. Rome would not have been shocked and excited, right, by all of that. El Shahayu Meganin es Hapaz Biyofia. No, what it meant is that they put the gold to shame. Right, I mean, they were so beautiful that even gold was not exciting. Right, Bnei Yisrael, I mean, were the children, the actual Bnei Yisrael were so beautiful, right, more beautiful than gold. Meikara, because back in the day, and this is absolutely disgusting, but you can imagine again the depravity of the times. Because originally, right, Chashiva de Rome, the Chashiva people in Rome, I renekte biliona de gushpanka umeshamse arisayu. Right, they would put pictures of themselves. For them to look at when they had bia with their wives, or we know already Chazal talk about many places. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside the mikvah, right? That it, whenever a person is thinking about during bia, right? So that it has an impact on what comes, what comes out of that bia or the offspring. So they would look at beautiful children, and they would look at beautiful. Well, getting there in a second, I kind of jumped the gun, but basically they would look at themselves. Meaning they thought that they had a bal gaiva, and they thought they were beautiful. They would look at themselves, these busts and pictures of themselves. They come by elach ma'isu bnei Yisrael, but then they brought the bnei Yisrael asur bekari deferayu v'mishamshe. They would bring. They were so bnei Yisrael was so beautiful. They would tie the Jewish boys, Jewish Bnei Yisrael, literally means, usually we say Bnei Yisrael as Jews, but here it literally means Bnei Yisrael, the boys of the children of Yisrael, and tie them to the bedposts. Absolutely horrible. Amar Leh, Chadachavre, right, one, and this Gemara relates a story that one guy said to another guy, Heicha Ksiva, where is this in the Psukim? So Amar Leh, right, so he said, it's not really in the Psukim, but Gam Kol Choli B'chom Akka Shelo Kasub Sefer HaTorah Zos, the Pasuk Tochacha, Shem says, or maybe that's in Nitzavim, maybe. Yeah, I think it's in Tzavcha. I mean, Kosh Baruch basically says, this is not, I'm not listing the, this is not a a closed list. How do you say it? This is not the specific list, right? The tochacha of things that can happen to you, even other things that I'm not even going to write in the Chumash, right? It's too disgusting to write in the Chumash, even other things that will happen to you in the Galus. So Amar, he said, Kama marchika miduchte plan. Apparently, they knew where they were learning in school or something like that. How far am I from that pasuk? So Inged Pusta Palka, he said just a column and a half, meaning you're at the beginning, right? He was probably learning about Bikurim or whatever, at the beginning of Parshat Kisavo, just a column and a half, and you'll get there. So I'm like, ima tayla gabe loit strichalach. Right? If I had only gotten to that pasuk, I never would have had to ask that shayla. And I would have known the answer. Right? Unbelievable, kind of crazy how they were just, that's what they were talking about, right, in that situation. I guess that's trying to down the Kafskos and Amishol and Tsaris, that's still, I guess, trying to learn Torah as best they can or whatever. Right? Again, they had that approach, but they had that, that's important also to point out that they had that approach. Right? Where does it say in the Torah that this is going to happen? Because the Torah was what determined, right, what is going to happen, what guided their life. That was the Torah, right? Even in that such a terrible situation. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo, Mishmo, Mishmo Gamliel. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Eini ola lenafshi mikol benos iri"? Right, I'm going to cry because of all the daughters of this of my city. So arba meos bati kinesis ay bekrach beitar rubachol achas ve'achas ayuba arba meos malam de tinokos. Right, there were 400 shuls in Beitar, and in each one there were 400 teachers. Ve'chol echad ve'achad ayu lefanav arba meos tinokos shabes rabban. And each teacher had 400 students, which is obviously, by the way, a terrible, terrible way to teach. Right? I can only imagine, right, controlling 20 kids, but for, how about 400? Okay, right, Ukshaya, Oyev Nichnas Lashama, Dorkin, Usam, Bechotereim, Rahman Slan, well, I guess, yeah, meaning that when the enemy would come, when the Oyev, the Romans would come, they would, the students would fight back, but Ukshagavar Oyev, Alachtum, Karkum, Bisifreim, that season Beish, right, unfortunately, we've had many stories of those. When the Romans defeated them, they would wrap them in the Sifrei Torah, the things they were learning in, and burn them alive. Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Story by Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Shalach l'krach gadol shem Rome. He went to the capital of Rome. Amrullo, they said to him, Tino kechos yesh beveis asurim yafe einayim v'tov roi. They told him about a Jewish boy in jail. He's beautiful. Right, beautiful eyes. Right, nice to look at. They talk about David Malach has tov roi best. I don't think it means he was beautiful. Okay, either way, so seduros lo tal talim, right? His beautiful hair, right? Halach v'amar al pesach beis asurim. He wanted to see this kid. He went to jail, and Amar, he said, me nasan lem shizah Yaakov l'Yisrael l'bozes him. Right? Who's given Yisrael over, right, to be defeated to Bozes for spoils? So Ana also tinok. So that kid said, answered Amar, and he said, Hello, Hashem Zucha Tanu Lo, right? Velo Abba Bedrachav, right? Hello, Velo Shamanu B'Torah So. Right? He basically quoted the end of the pasuk, right? Because they didn't listen to the Torah. So Amar, he said, wow. So Rabbi Yeshua B'Chanani said, Muftachani Bo Shamor Halach, Mor Hora B'Yisrael. This kid is going to be a posuk. Like, unbelievable. Now, the Achronim ask, like, I don't understand. He just finished the pasuk. Right? It wasn't, okay, right? 5% or so they work on that. Right? L'chor, that's just, you know, two parts of the single pasuk. Not that I know Yishayahu. Right, by heart, but you could probably go to, you know, Yerushalayim and find kids in Zilberman's. They could probably finish the pasuk for you also. Okay, so he realized, for whatever reason, he realized that this is going to be a posek. Havoda, by the Havoda, is a Lashon of a Shavua. By the Lashon of Havoda, Beis HaMikdash, She'eni Zaz Mikan, I'm not leaving. Ad She'abdenu B'chol Mamon She'poskim Alav, I'm going to redeem him. Whatever amount of money that they want, I'll give for him. Amru, they said, and sure enough, that's what he did. Right, he redeemed him for a lot of money. It wasn't too much longer. That's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, if I'm not mistaken, was a Kohen Gadol. Okay. Not sure how that works, because the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Okay, or either way. Fine. Maybe my memory's off. Very possible. I'm going to review the Marav. Review the Marav said, Ma'aseh b'bno u'bito shel Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Again, this is a story about this guy, right? The Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, a story about his children. She'nishbu l'shnei adonim. And they were kept for two masters. What's it called? Sorry, one second. Okay, either way, this story we say over in the Kinos. Maybe that's where I remember it from. Okay, either way, we say this over in the Kinos, that basically this Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, I don't know if it's this guy or someone else, Rabbi Pash, is this guy, right, that his children eventually was captured, right, he had a daughter and a son, right, and Le'yomim Nizdavgu Shnei Makom Echad. Right, so the two masters, the people who owned him, owned them, meaning they were sold to different people. But they were owned, they come and they hung out, they hang out in some place. And one guy said, Yeshli Evid Shein Kiyofia B'chol Olam. I have an Evid, a slave, who's the most beautiful slave in the world. Yeshli Shivcha Shein B'chol Olam Kula B'yofia. I have the most beautiful Shivcha, the most beautiful maidservant in the world. Amr, they said, Bowman, it seems Alzev Nechalik B'vodos. Let's marry them. So they brought them together in one room. Right, sat in other corners. The boy says, "Ani kohen ben kohanim gedolim esa shukha." Right, that's why. Okay, yeah, that's why. That's why I jogged my memory because it was on his staff. Okay, so much for that. Right, I'm a kohen ben of son of a kohen gadol. Right, how can I marry a shivcha? There's also a marriage, and she says, "Ani kohenes pas kohanim gedolim." My father is a kohen gadol, and I'm a kohenes. Esa le'eved, how can I marry an Evid? Ubachu kolalayla, right, they both cried the entire night. Kevin sh'olam u'shachar, when the sun rose, finally there was light in the room. Hekiru zebazeh, they realized, oh, brother, sister. V'nafalu lalzeh alzeh, right, they fell upon each other, right, they started crying, they were crying their eyes out. Ashi yansin shmashon, until they died. So then the neshamas left them, v'aleim konam yiriyahu, and so Yirmiyahu said, alayla nebuchuya eini imi yordamayim. Okay, these are the ones I cry over. Amrei Shlokesh. Shlagish says, "Ma'isa be'isha achas v'tzafna, tzafnas bas peniel shma." What's it called? This is a daughter. There's a woman named Tzafnas bas peniel. It's similar to Yosef, who's called Tzafnas panach, but not exactly. Either way, Tzafnas bas peniel and Tzafnas sharing called Sof and Biofia. Everyone looked and how beautiful she was, right? It could be that it was inappropriate. Okay, Bas Peniel, why was that? Because Bito Shal Kohen Gadol Shemes Lefanai Lefanim, she was also a daughter of a Kohen Gadol, right? Shenis Alba Shabai Kola Leila. Unfortunately, someone captured her and abused her, right, and raped her all night. Lamacha, the next day, Elisha Shiva Chaluka Motziel Mokra. He put her, I guess, wanted to cover up, or whatever, I'm not sure exactly. Right, I guess he must have beaten her also. Right, he covered her in seven dresses, I guess, and brought her out to the marketplace. And Ba'ad HaMechad, one guy came, Shayim HaChuvar B'Yosef, it was disgusting, very, very ugly. Amar Lo, he said, Harenius Yofia, let me see how beautiful she is. Right, Amar Lo, he said, Reka, right, disgusting one, right, can you imagine, right, the chutzpah, right, this guy, mom, just raped her all night, and he's calling this guy Reka, okay. Imatarotzeach, Likach, Kach, if you want to buy her, buy her, right? No one's examining the merchandise. Right? She in Kiyofi b'chol olam. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Amalo, he said, Afal Pikein. The guy said, I don't care. I still want to see. So Shisha Chalukim, so the guy relented and took off six dresses. Shvi, but the seventh one, Kare, she tore this palsha b'efer, and she rolled up in the dust and the dirt. Amar Lefanavish said, "Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in Aleinu Lo Chasta Al Kedusha Shimcha Agibor Lama Lo Sachos." Right? Don't have pity on us, but I have pity at least on your Shem Hashem. The holy name of Hashem is a big, tremendous Chilul Hashem. Allah Kon Yirmiyahu. That's what Yirmiyahu said about her. That Basamicha Grisak Viz Palshi BeEfer. Right? Evel Yochid. Asilach Mispei Tamrurim Kipitom Yavo Ashodid Aleinu. Aliyach Lo Nemar El Aleinu. Right, not saying that it comes on you. It says it comes on us. Kivyach Alay VeAlecha Bashodid Minagad. The Kosh Baruch Hu saying that's as if, right, he's right, very pasuk says in your entail, and that a Kosh Baruch Hu is Imo Anochi Vitzara. He's with us in Tzara, in pain and suffering. So the Kosh Baruch Hu is Aleinu, on us, meaning that all this is happening to me and to you. Kosh Baruch Hu says. Like that, the Kosh Baruch was always with us. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. My dichtei, what does it mean when the pasuk says v'ashku v'asku? I'm not sure. V'ashku asko? I don't know. Gever ubeso v'ish nachlaso. Meaning they kind of they bother and they a man in his house and his inheritance. My sebet the me'achas shenasim einav be'ish eishes rabo v'shuli of denagri haya. This is one of the stories. They say that this is what. You'll see at the end, this was what sealed their gozer, the gzera, right, in the Beis HaMikdash. Terribly, terribly, terrible, terrible story that just shows the callousness of people, right, in that generation. Pashas is it's talking about the second Beis Hamikdash, because it's Sinas Chinam. You'll see the first Beis Hamikdash, right, is destroyed for the big three. This is a terrible, terrible example of just complete callousness. And the story goes that there was a guy, and again, we also read this, we mentioned this in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av. There was a guy, right, who was a Shuli Denagri, he was a carpenter, right, and he had an apprentice. And the apprentice wanted to marry the carpenter's wife. So the carpenter needed to borrow money, and Amar Lo, so the apprentice said to him, Shegar Yishtucha Yitzlivei Elvena. Apparently he had some money, I'm not sure why he was an apprentice then, maybe his father had some money. Okay, either way, send your wife, and I'll hand her the money. So Shegar Yishtucha Yitzlivei Elvena, sure enough, he sent his wife to go get the money, and Shoyi Mashlosha Yomim, so he kidnapped her 3 days. Kadam Ba Etzlo, so the guy was like, you know, carpenter's like, where's my wife? So Amalo, he said to him, where's my wife? So Amalo, he said, Ani patria, patarti al altar. He said, what do you mean? I sent her right away. But I heard some young boys, right, raped her, but did something with her on the way. I mean, he wanted to imply that she had cheated on him. Right, so Amalo, so he said to her, Maya Esa, what am I supposed to do? He says, Amar Lo, Imata Shomea, let's see Gersha, we'll divorce her. So Amar Lo, so the carpenter said, what do you mean, Ksuba Samaruba? I can't afford a Ksuba. Okay, and that's the original point of a Ksuba, that a person should hesitate, right, before they want to divorce somebody. So Amar Lo, he said to him, Ani Alvecha, right, the guy, so the kid said, the apprentice said, I'll lend you the money. If I tell the Ksuba, then you'll give the Ksuba. So Amar Zever Gersha, sure enough, he divorced his wife. And Alach Zever Huvanasa, so the apprentice came and married her. Right, Kevin Shagi Ismano, when the time came to pay back the loan, Velo Hayelo Leparo, so the carpenter still didn't have the money. So Amar Lo, as the apprentice said, you can work for me, and you'll pay off what you owe. So apparently, you can imagine the scene. Right, a terrible. The apprentice is sitting there with his wife, which is the carpenter's ex-wife. The carpenter is standing there and serving them food and drink. Right, and he's serving them drinks. And his tears are literally falling into the wine cups, right? Because obviously it's just insane. Right? Again, and not only the callousness of the student, but imagine the callousness of the wife. Right? At that moment, boom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to seal the Gzardin. The Beis Hamikdash was getting destroyed, but Yisrael getting exiled. But some people say, because there were two wicks and one lamp. That's an illusion that they actually had. That she was actually Mizana with him. That she actually cheated on him. Right? Okay. Either way, before that whole story happened. Either way, terrible. Okay. Back to the Sigrikon of the Mishnah. Let's just remind ourselves what's going on over here. In Hamel Beis, to flip back. The Mishnah says like this: that Lo Hayasikrikon Biyuda Biharugi Melchama Merugi Melchama Veilach Yesh Ben Sikrikon. Right? I mean, by the times when there was war, there was no Sikrikon, and we explained that was the halach of Sikrikon, that there were no wars. Right? Sikrikon again are goyim who are coming to kind of, you know, to kill the Jews, and the Jews give them land to make sure that they won't kill them. So we say that then the halachos of dealing with such a thing, right? If you remember, the Mishnah said that you have to go to the original owner and make sure to buy from him. Right? Again, all those back and forth. And the Mishnah, I'm not going to read the whole thing now. But the halachos of Sikrikon only applied after the war was in place, because when a Jew would give a Sikrikon the land, he wouldn't really give it to him with a full kinyan. So back to the Gemara now. If you're flipping back, right? Two dots, lokach mena Sikrikon, etc. So what's the deal? Wait. So Amarav lo shonu elo de Amarlo lech chizek ukni. And again, we had said, right, if a person buys it from the Sigrikon and then buys it from the Balabas, right, the guy who actually owned it, that's no good, because the Balabas is pashas is trying to just appease the Sigrikon. But that's only, I mean, it's only not a good purchase, not a good sale, right, if the guy said, lech chizek ukni, go make a chazaka, right, and be kone. I'm a bishtar, but if the guy wrote a shtar, if the Balabas actually wrote a shtar to sell it to him, right, regardless of whether it was before or after, so then kone, then he acquires. Shmuel Amar says, not bishtar, nami lo kone. That still doesn't work. Actually, yichtov lo achrayis, right? Until he writes that, meaning that he'll pay back. Meaning that what that means is that he'll pay, that the original owner will pay the guy who buys it, right? If he loses it, if someone who owes him money, if a bal chov comes and seizes that land, and if he writes it achrayis, then he really means to sell it. Tani kivadei the Shmuel, right? We have a brisa that supports Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Lokach Mena Isha, V'chazer V'lokach Mena Ish. Again, this is very similar to our Mishnah. Right? If you buy a field right, from the wife, and then you go buy it from the husband, again, that was from right, Pashas or Ksuba, right? So Mechel Kaim, that works. But if you went to the husband first, and then to the wife, right? So Mechel Kobato, that doesn't work. Actually, because we assume that she's just trying to, you know, make her husband happy, she doesn't really want to sell you her Ksuba field. So Actually, unless she writes the Achrayas, like Shmuel just said, that she'll pay back in case it gets seized, etc. Name it Tiyuv Rav. Okay, so that's the Tiyuv Rav. That's against Rav. So Mechel Rav says, nah, my Achrayas, nah, mi shtar. So Achrayas here, Rav could just say, that means a shtar, right? That's what Rav has said, right? If there's a shtar, then it's fine, right? So that's how Rav would interpret that brisa. Tanar bar olam the brisa. Lokach mena sikrikin hasikrikon v'achla shalosh shanam b'fnei ba'ilam. If you buy from the sikrikon, right? And again, regardless, you went to the original owner or whatever, it doesn't matter. But then you have three chazaka. Three chazaka, this is your land, right? If you have a chazaka, you're there for 3 years, that's a chazaka, that is your land. And the balabayis, the original owner, knows about that he's there for 3 years. Sorry, v'achal shan b'fnei baylim, and then v'chazul amachal la'achar. Then he goes and sells to somebody else. Ain la'baylim al lokeach sheni klum. Right, the original owner can't go to the guy who now bought it again, right, the third guy, and say anything about the field because there was a chazaka. Right, a chazaka will work right, to acquire this field for this guy. So hey, chigami, what's the case? Idgatayin v'amar min achzavna. I feel like Rishonami. Right? If the guy says, if the case is where the second guy says let's do names, yeah? So Reuven has the field, he loses it to the Sikrikon. So Shimon buys it from the Sikrikon, sells it to Levi. If you tell me that's a scenario where Levi says that Shimon bought it for you and gave you that, right, all the, you know, did the whole thing on the Sikrikon, so okay, so that's fine. So even Shimon himself can do that. Right, so so what's the problem? So either lo katayin, but if he didn't say, if the guy says that he bought it from you, right, I feel ashamed now he lost. Right, even the second guy is not believed to say that, right, and that he has to make, right, he has to pay, right, if you remember from the Mishnah, he has to pay 1/4, so Pashas is Mimarashach, right, that there's no scenario where the second guy, right, is gonna be believed. It's either the first guy is believed or not believed, and the second guy, right, again, when we say in a bayim alokeach sheni klum, all that is relevant to the first buyer, also, right? It's nothing to do with the second buyer. So Amar Rav Sheshes, I mean, so what would the price be saying? Amar Rav Sheshes, lo de lo katayim. Really, Levi's not saying anything, right? To Reuven, right? About the payment of the revia or whatever it is, however he acquired it. Gonzeh tonin liyoreish tonin lelokeach. In this scenario, this is the case where Beis Din is involved, and there's a Yorish. And the Beis Din says, right, that for Levi, right, who's the Yorshim of Levi, right, that the first guy kind of, that Shimon, right, paid the Revia to Reuven, and therefore acquired the field. V'idach, right, but the other, what's the other? V'idach, meaning if Shimon still owns the land and didn't sell it to Levi, itoin in, ilo toin lo, right? Only if he made that claim that he paid the revia, then he's going to keep it, then he's going to keep the field. But if he didn't say that, then he has to pay. Okay. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, without the Rabbanan, so two dots. Haba machmas chov, umachmas anparus. If a guy came to take Jewish land, right, not because he's going to kill him and the Jews just gave it to him, but he came because he owes him money, or because I'm part of this, or for no reason, right, just stop. But without the threat of death and the Jew giving him the land, right, to save his life. So Ein Bo Mishum Shigrikon, so all these halachas of Shigrikon, right, there's no shaykh. It would not apply the halachas of Shigrikon. So if Shimon then goes and buys the land, right, so then you have to give it back to Reuven, stop. Dan Parus Atma Tsuka Shitisha Shtemas Vishana. I'm sorry, Shtemas Vichodesh. But in Amparos, in the case where the guy just takes his land, right, if it's 12 months with the guy, right, before someone else can buy it. If the land is 12 months by a guy, so then Shimon can buy it, and he doesn't have to give it back to Reuven. But didn't you say it's not Sikrikon? So what's with 12 months? So that's a Sikrikon thing. So when it says, Hachakam, this is what it means. Sikrikon Atma. Right, by the scenario of Sikrikon, Tzricha Shetehei Shneim Asar Chodesh. And the halachas of Sikrikon require that it should be for 12 months before Shimon can buy it. Right, that's talking about Sikrikon, not talking about the first few cases. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Naktinan, we have taught, we have learned, Ein and Paris Bavavol. There is no scenario where the Goyim are just going to take land in Bavol. We see that they do. So Ella, rather, no, Emma, you should say, ain't din and Paris Bavavol. No, the halachos, right, and Paris does not apply. Right, again, you don't have to give it back, meaning that Shimon buys land to the guy who took it for no reason from Reuven. He doesn't have to give it back to Reuven like the other, like we just said. My time, or why not? Kevin the Ika, Beidor, not door, door is a mailbox, right? Beidor is a post office. All right, that's not what it means here. It means some sort of right, law system, some sort of court system. Right, since in Bavel there's a court system, below Azul Kabil, Ema, Achule, Ochil, and Reuven didn't go to the court system to try and get his land back. Apparently he's Mocha, right? He doesn't care, right? And he's Yoet, Miyayish, right? And he doesn't expect to get the land back. Okay. Gido Bari, that's a little bit more. yeah. Let's go to the two dots. Gilo Bariloi Kavil Ara Bataska Me Bay Baga. The Gilo Bariloi, right, got some land, right, apparently in a valley, right, for some sort of tax, because he paid some sort of tax for the land. So Akhtem Vi Zuzi Ditlos Shonin. So sure enough, right, he was getting a good deal. So he prepaid 3 years. So the Sof at the end, Asa Marvasa Kamai, right, the guy who actually owned the land came back. After a year, it must be the Sof. What does Rashi say? Can't find it. Re'ala v'be'aga. Okay. Kadam v'yoyev. Okay. Either way, I thought it was a year. But okay. Either way, let's say at the end. Let's just don't want to say that without actually finding it again. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure. Anyway, let's say he came back. The guy came back before, oh, let's say at the end of, before the 3 years were up, yeah? So, Marvasa Kamai, the guy who owned the land, came back, and Amalei said to this guy, this Gido Bariloi, Shasa Kamaisa Diyoy Vachalta. Right, for the first year, oh, that's where I got it from. So, for the first year, right, you paid the tax, and you're ready, you were living here for a year, so fine. So, Hashta, but now, Anan Yavina, and Anan Achilon. So, now, but now I'm paying the taxes, and I'm getting my land back, and I'm going to eat, literally, it means, but I'm going to take. Right, the produce of this field. So also the command of Rapapa, they came out to Rapapa, Sava the Mechtav Lay Tirfa Bnei Baga. Apparently Rapapa thought he was gonna write some sort of star, right? So that Gido could give the land back, but he could get the 2 years of extra tax paid back from the people who live there. He said to him, "Imkanasis is a Greekon." What do you mean? If that's true, so then you gave it to Sikrikon, right? Then because you're going to basically give Gidal, right, all the schus of someone who buys land from a Sikrikon, right? That you get the money back. Right? But Chazal didn't say that. So I'm Ravuna. So they said, no, you put the money on, literally means on the horns of a deer, but that's a phrase that the Chazal use all the time, that means that you basically threw money away, and you blew it, and you don't get any money back. You had no reason to prepay, right, those extra taxes. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.